This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Some parts of Vermont have been under evacuation orders because of flooding so intense it knocked down bridges and washed away an apartment building in Plainfield. All of this from the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. Beryl landed in Texas on Monday, a Category 1 hurricane. Some residents there are still struggling without electricity. The AP's Donna Warder.
This is going to be a multiple-day recovery.
At a news conference Wednesday, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick warned residents that it could take some time to restore electricity to everyone following Hurricane Beryl. But residents, especially in Houston, are wondering why the utility, CenterPoint Energy, wasn't better prepared for the Category 1 hurricane. The Lieutenant Governor says he's spoken to the utility several times.
We are urging them to work as quickly as they can to restore the power in the safest, but in the quickest way they can.
No power has left people sweltering in the heat. CenterPoint said late Wednesday it had restored electricity to more than 1 million of its 2.26 million customers. I'm Donna Warder.
President Biden's struggling to tamp down that panic in the Democratic Party about his reelection chances, but now a new challenge.
Vermont's Peter Welch has become the first Democratic senator to call on President Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. He says he does it with sadness, but writing in the Washington Post says the stakes could not be higher, and we cannot unsee President Biden's disastrous debate performance. I'm Ben Thomas.
Fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week, and inflation slowed again in June, a sign that price pressures are continuing to ease. A fire broke out this morning in a medieval cathedral in the city of Rouen, France, northwest of Paris, but authorities say they got it under control about 90 minutes later. This is AP News. China's wagging its finger at NATO, accusing it of sinister motives in some cases. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
China's accused NATO of seeking security at the expense of others and told the alliance not to bring the same chaos to Asia. The statement from a foreign ministry spokesperson comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. Lin Jian said at a daily briefing, NATO agitating about China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unreasonable and has sinister motives, adding the bloc's so-called security comes at the cost of security of other countries. China has backed Russia's contention that NATO's expansion poses a threat to Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN's declared the next few years the UN decade on combating sand and dust storms. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.